All right, we are on Nida, Daf Aleph Amud Aleph. Into the home stretch here. This is it. Okay. Shami Omer. You want to look inside in the sauna with me?
Yeah.
The other night when neither of you were here, I gave shirts in the sauna.
Okay, so Joel showed up.
Shami, remember I gave you a shir?
Yeah.
Shami Omer. Shammai says, "Kol nashin dayan shatzon." All women, that suffices to them the time when they see blood, they're not tamei retroactively. Hilomer pekida at all, which is one of Shammai's rare kulos, right? Hilomer pekida pekida. Hilo says the mitame retroactively from the last time they checked, right? If Yom Rabbi, even if Yom Harvey, even the last time they checked themselves was many, many days ago. So anything they touched in the interim was considered to be tamei. Not like Beis Shammai is to Mekel, not like Beis Hillel is to Machmir. The last 24 hours diminishes the concept of the last Bedika. When Mekida Bekida, the last 20 checking, diminishes the last 24 hours, meaning whatever came last is what we go back to, either the last time she checked or 24 hours ago. But whatever period is shorter.
It's a question of
chazok. What?
It's a question of chazok.
This is a unique kind of chazok, and of course, because here we're saying the chazok back, right? But yeah.
It's a chazok of
chazok. Oh yeah, till the last possible moment, right? Okay, till the moment which was either 24 hours ago or to last checking. Kol isha she'esh lo veses, any woman who has a regular cycle, daya shaita, sufficient to be mitame her. At the time that she, at the time she's supposed to see her cycle, not any time prior to that. If a woman, before she has relations with her husband, checks herself, actually, it's not clear if it's before or after. Gemara's going to pick up on that. That checking, even though it's not more superficial, it's not as internal. It's kareiz green and nevelas. It's like a checking. I met this idea may slays by them kido. It diminishes the amount of time she has to wait. It's considered to be to interrupt the last 24 hours, and she doesn't go back the last 24 hours. Or if there was a bedika preceding it, that's considered to be a more recent bedika, and you go after this one. Okay, mao dayan shaitan. What does it mean dayan shaitan? What does it mean that their time suffices? Shana mitamim taros l'mafreya. They're not mitame taros retroactively. Meaning that when we say that, if we pull dayan shaitan, that means that whatever time they saw the blood, then they're mitame and they're not tame retroactively. If we don't not dayan shaitan, then they become tame retroactively. Okay? Says the Gemara. It's not like either one of them. Not like Shammai Shlo Nasan Siyal Gidvar, if he didn't give a sufficient boundary to his words. For Lokilo Shifli Yamidosan, now the killer who exaggerated in his measurements. Ella, rather. Again, like our Mishnah said, the 24 hours cuts into the period between from the last time you checked. The last time you checked cuts into the last 24 hours. It's very simple, straightforward. Gemara. Much different than I remember the Bavli Nida. Very simple, very straightforward. But the first two vlad are fine. Ketza meisle esmeta seidem kido kido. I mean, kinda horror, but ketza meisle esmeta seidem kido kido. How's the 24 hours cut into the last time she checked? But God's Hashem Shabbos, she only checked herself on Monday. The loss of Chamishim Shabbos, then she saw blood on Thursday. Ain't told me on Meisle Star Buster, she only told me till retro 24 hours ago on Wednesday, right? Ketzim Kid Lakita Mehetis Adem Meisle. How does it work retroact? That Kid Lakita last time she checked cuts into the 24 hours. But Kabashar, she checked herself in the morning. She saw the blood in the afternoon. Anytime a traveler, she only has been timed retroactively until that morning, not to yesterday. Okay? Do you have a question you want to ask? What?
How How is five zisim?
Oh, that's the last sugya, the Gemara. That's the Horios Gemara. That's not this Gemara. This Gemara is about Tuma and Tara. Okay? You'll have to ask about the five Kazesim a different time. Okay, that's what we learned when you weren't here. Tom and team learned over there. Hasheret Shenitma B'mavui. If you have a sheret, a dead rodents cause Tuma, which is in a mavui, which is in an alley. So then, Metame and my friends, Metame retroactively, until the last point, you know that the dead rodent wasn't there. Okay, so anything which might come to the dead rodent becomes tummy. Says the mother, Shammai. It sounds like that price is not like Shammai. Because Shammai says we never stretch backwards, right? And this price says we stretch backwards the last time that we knew for sure that the dead rodent wasn't there, right? It sounds like just not like Shammai. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, no. In lacy kashamai, if it's not going like shamai, I feel kihilo lacy. It's not even going like hilo. In other words, don't think this is a proof either way, because this is not even going like hilo. Because moda velo moda hilo does not hilo concede bimbovui in an alley shumiskabit of a shot of the it constantly gets swept out. They have street cleaning. Veshetav shokshomim overbo. And rain falls, falls there. Shutar, doesn't he concede that that it's tar? In other words, Hillel would not necessarily assume his same svara, which he says by nida, by an alley. Because nida, you know, being a open and public thoroughfare, obviously things take place there, which is not the case about inside the woman's body, right? So everything that's not comparable. Okay, so the more it really doesn't answer, obviously this price, so if it works out, it's got to work out according to both. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out according to both, because a mavli alley is inherently different than a woman. Okay, says the more Shammai Omer Shammai says Hada Isha Shammai Svara is a woman Aideshi Regila Meir Aglaim, since a woman often urinates. Also saw Kemavli Shumishkabed Veshetav Shokshamim Over Bavutar. This is kind of a point of information. You should know Shammai Svara. Shammai Svara is that were there stuff there, would have come out immediately. Because since she constantly goes to the bathroom, you know, woman goes to the bathroom, so there's no reason to assume that stuff would have been there, you know, stuff would have been there and remained inside and not have come out or not have been apparent. So that's why Shammai Svara. So it's interesting. Mora says that thing about Movi, it's not going like Shammai, right? It's not even going like Hillel. But Shammai Svara is similar to what we should have said by Movi. That by Movi, you don't go retroactively because it's constantly getting swept out. So too, woman's constantly getting swept out. If there's something there, that would have come out. So Lamaisa, I don't remember this actually being in the Bavli this far. I don't think this far is in the Bavli. Yeah. No, I don't remember the analogy at all. I think it's unique to the Shammai. So that's a more new thing. And also, this is also definitely only in the Bavli Yerushalmi, not in the Bavli. I shouldn't say definitely, but to the best of my recollection. Until now, that let's say the Bdiko works, Shabbatka Mitzasa, Mitzaska Naguf. If she checked herself and found herself completely dry, meaning no blood whatsoever. Bodka Matzatar, what if she checked herself and found Tohar blood? Interesting, right? She checked herself and found Tohar blood. In other words, the thing was green, not red. Okay?
Or it didn't come from the womb.
But that's assuming that they had the capacity to distinguish back then. Right, could be. So that interesting thing. So Lamaisa, let's say she checked herself this morning, right? And she found green. Okay, or your case too. And now she checked, she became tum in the afternoon. So does that checking this morning, do we only go back to there? We go back the last 24 hours. Now, is that what you said, that the checking cuts in the 24 hours? Is that only she found herself dry, meaning with no blood, or is it even if she found herself with some green or pinkish, or not pinkish, not a good example, green or yellowish blood or something like that? It's an interesting question. So Rabbi Ami b'shem Rav and Rabbi Bo b'shem Rav Yehuda said, both come and saw us a tohar. If she checked herself and found herself to be tohar, this is the flip side. Did I skip? No. This is the flip side of this. The And if she wants to go be mitayer herself to her husband, she also is not considered to be tor ad shetikod nigod tinoged mayona. Of course, you know, passing this way. But he says, mamish, it has to be a case where she, in order for her to make a siktar, in order to stop being a nidah and become toira, she's got to be free not just of tamei blood, but also of Torah blood. Which is amazing, chumrah. Once she established herself as tamei, in order to be tokam tor, she has to not be free of everything, right? Not just free of the red, but free of any other.
Because once she's bleeding tamei blood, so it may be hard to distinguish between.
Right, and she might so have a cheskas tumah. That's right. That's got mixed in together. So obviously something like that. Chad Rabbi Tuvi, and there was a certain Rabbi Tuvi Omar who said, "B'shem Rabbi Avo, and name Rabbi Avo." Asura lebeisa ad meis leis. He said an interesting thing that she's also for her husband until she finds herself dry, or until 24 hours have elapsed, whichever comes first. Okay, in other words, if she can find, if 24 hours after her last tamei blood, even if she's finding tar blood now, so then. She goes also, but she'll become mutter after 24 hours have elapsed. Okay, so it's whatever comes first, a dry bedika or 24 hours. Now, this is again at the tail end of the period. The truth is not, most is not relevant, Bismana said, because now it was 7 days anyway, so it's only relevant days, and they didn't wait 7 days. Rabbi Yaakov Racha, Rabbi Yaakov Racha said, Lemais, we don't pass this way anyway. Rabbi Yaakov said, Katzikis Locha. For when I came up to Eretz Yisrael, Shamisim Mikorab on her from all the rabbis Muter Sebesim Yad. She's allowed to go home and have relations with her husband immediately after she ceases to see blood which is Tomei. Okay.
The Gemara is skipping over the initial part of the beginning, you know, the
yeah, right. We're just talking about here. Yeah, this is symmetry with our Mishnah, right? And our Mishnah is talking about preceding the viewing, so too this Gemara is talking about substance of the viewing. Okay? Hambol may only want to say, Mandamar Muteris Lebeisa, he who says that she's Mutar Beisa Miyat. And surely it says, Bipkida Lepkida, Mipkida, but, oh no, sorry. I meant it wrong. I read my correction wrong. She had this Hamboy Mema, they wanted to say, Mandamar Muteris Lebeisa, and here the word miyad should appear. It's kipkida, it's like a pkida. Lemait meis leis. In other words, if she's muteris to go to her home immediately, right, we just learned, so therefore,
look at what I'm saying here. 1 second. Obviously, it's grammary, it's no good.
Let's go back a few lines, because it's not working out the way I thought it was. So, let's go back to Rabbi Yami Shem Rabbi Yasi. Let's say Shem Rabbi Bo. The top line. But Rabbi Yami Shem Rabbi Bo said, Shem Rabbi, your name Rabbi Yudah, Barcha Mitzah Satar, if she checked herself and found herself to be Tahar, Asula Besa, she's also to her house. This is not after. I was wrong, and I didn't learn so. I didn't learn that way when I prepared either. Just came fell into my head right now. The way it should be is that she's also to her house. It should be tinogay mayonah yiskan, whatever it is. Lamaisa, it means that this is also a big chumrah. It's even a bigger chumrah than I portrayed it before. Even if she didn't have dam tamei. Ever, this cycle. But she checked herself and found all sorts of green tinges which are not dam tamei. Lemaisa, she's not allowed to have relations with her husband. Not allowed to have relations with her husband, unless she's totally clear of any image whatsoever. Okay? Whether she,
at the beginning of the cycle.
Right. Chad Rabbi Tuvi Amar,
even if it's not the time when she's expecting her period. Because I remember the Bible, he said that if she's beginning, and in other words, it's around the time, 26, 27.
You're probably right. It's probably at the time she's expecting a period, even though the Yerushalmi doesn't make that clear. Because otherwise, you're right. It's very stringent.
It's in the middle of the cycle.
Yeah, middle cycle. All right, so let's assume that. That's the time that she expects it. From that time, she's also for the next 24 hours. From the time she found a questionable, a different type of blood, she's also for the next 24 hours. But after that, she's mutter. When I came, even if she, when she finds an image color other than the tummy color or blood other than the tummy blood, she's allowed to go home immediately. He said she's permitted to go. She's permitted to go home immediately. It's kipkidahu. That this checking it, which she just checked and found the non-tummy blood, is a checking the mind maze lace. In other words, if within 24 hours she does find from now that she's tummy, like you said, because it's around the time she's expected to come tummy, so then this cuts into the 24 hours. The fact that she checked herself and found this greenish tinge or whatever she found, or even other blood which is not tummy, so that cuts into the 24 hours, right? Says Marmanda, the Gemara is proposing Marmanda Sula Beisa, who says that at this point she's forbidden to go to have relations with her husband because we already suspect something's in the offing. So in Kinlamayit may say, so therefore this Bidika is not a cutoff point because, on the contrary, it generates in us suspicions, right? So they start point, so it doesn't cut into the 24 hours. So whenever she says, sees true tummy blood, it doesn't just jump back to this check and goes, jumps back to the for 24 hours even preceding this. Says more now, no, not true. Says my Peter command, even according to my Amara Sula Beisa, he according to you says this is a red warning flag and she can't have relations. Kipkida Yilamite made slays. Nevertheless, it cuts into the 24 hours. If that's the case, Flomi Asula Beisa, why she taka also to go home? Market share relations. If you're saying that it does cut into 24 hours, it means it should be a bidika toheira, so why is she forbidden? Says more about Batish reason, which again is not in the Bavli. Are they still in there? By the way, once we interrupted, the scene will be here. I told you that last night already, right? The scene will be Sunday here, 6:45 p.m. Okay, I told my mom, in code's about 8:15. And I asked Rabbi Sender to be the keynote speaker. So I don't know if anybody's going to come in or not, but I asked him to be the keynote speaker. So you guys will need to all speak, and he'll speak, and I think there'll be enough. So in any event, so the Gemara says, you know, so if that's the case, let me ask you the basis. If the blood, which is a different image, the blood which is different from which is tahor, doesn't preclude her for go for our relations with her husband. If the blood which is tahor if the blood which is tahor cuts into the 24 hours, as considered to be valid bedika of tahara, that any tumor which extends back from the point that she sees blood cannot go behind that bedika. So that's the case why she lost it to her husband from that time on. So it says more very fundamental answer, which is not in the Bavli. Since she's accustomed to seeing this Torah blood, she's going to become accustomed to see Tomei blood. Which is an interesting concept. In other words, She's on the path, right? And therefore, she's on the pathway to see the blood, so therefore we're machmir on her. It seems like it's a gzeira d'rabbanan. It doesn't just seem, it's a gzeira d'rabbanan. The rabbi said, you know, she's already seeing, as Reb David pointed out before, she's on the verge of seeing her period, right? And she made a bdikah and she saw, you know, blood which is tar, but you know, obviously it's at the time when she's going to see blood which is tummy. So therefore, she's ala derech. So therefore, machmir, best not to go further. It's interesting, Tzion Yerushalayim here towards the bottom. The Tzion Yerushalayim says that he says from this it indicates that the tummy bloods and the tar bloods all come the same source, right? In other words, that's why obviously there's some continuum because they came from two different sources, right? And they would then you can't say, well, she's on the road to see Darmim Tamein. Now you could say, well, Xander Abonin, who cares, right? Even if one comes from point A and the other comes from point B, it doesn't make a difference, right? But Lamaisa, he wants to taina that from this we see that it comes from the same place.
Well, theoretically, it's not from the same place. This one is from the uterus.
Yeah, but we see when, according to what we said before, Chazal were able to distinguish different types of blood. So it's possible this is it's uterine blood, which is tar. We don't distinguish anymore. Okay, so it could be that that's the same thing. Okay, it's not clear. Anyway, but that's what he wants to come to the tainim. Anyway, Barkum Mitzvah is Suffolk. What if she checked herself and she found herself to be a Suffolk? She doesn't know. Now, the question is, the Amud Yishlein compels the idea that this is about a case where it's a suffix of where you can't be mevarit, because it's a suffix where you can be mevarit. So, you know, go to the rabbi and ask him, and you know, maybe you have to be machmir, or etc., etc. He says this is about a case where she lost her bdikah cloth. Okay, it's got to be, as you'll see momentarily, it must be a case where it's a suffix where you cannot be mevarit because she lost the cloth. Okay, so in that case, suffix. It definitely is not considered b'dika to cut into the retroactive 24 hours, right? Because we don't know what came out. So does she have to regard herself as being tamei misafik, right? At this point in time. So remember, it's a true safik because you can't find the b'dika cloth, okay? So nishminim adults learn out from here. Tumtum v'andregnus. Now, I don't know how tumtum got into this. It's probably a typo. Because I don't think a tumtum has capacity to become a nida. But an andregnus has capacity to become a nida, right? Andregnus should row, right? Andregnus is all blood. We don't even know he's a nida, right? Because we don't know if he's a man or woman, right? So that's one suffix, right?
Well, if it's a typo, then it's a double typo.
Shiro. Oh, you're right. Okay, good point. Okay, no, alright. So name, I guess the tumna is some sort of secretion down there somehow. So dain shaiti, you don't have them retroactively. Even according to Basil, according to Rabbi, you don't have retroactively. Match, mommy, know, what do you want to conclude from your asamora? On Rabbi Yisrael, he said, very cute. He says, tumna vadregnus sofik. Tumna vadregnus is a sofik, right? They're sofik if they have need or not. Umi ace la ace, and going back 24 hours itself because of the sofik. And here it is. Vain suffake, lispav, sveg, suffake. There's no such thing as a suffake on a suffake, a sveg, sveka. So it really sounds like Rub Shimon's, Shimon Shkop's bar on sveg, sveka. It says sveg, sveka is based on that the Torah said to be machmin or suffake. There's no such thing as a suffake on a suffake. So now, as opposed to the Rashbu says that sveg, sveka is because of a rove. The language just is, you know, there's no suffix on top of a suffix. Whatever chumas we have in one suffix, you don't have in the second suffix. All right, in any event, because, so to hear, we lost a suffix. When she lost the bdikul cloth, that's one suffix, right? And then, me'es le'es suffix. Going back, the next three hours is also suffix on the suffix. Vein suffix, the suffix, there's no suffix on top of another suffix. Okay? That which she said, she's mitame the last 24 hours retroactively from the time she cites her blood. It's only vis-a-vis kachim. Avalola taros, not vis-a-vis taros. Kachim is a higher madrega than taro. Taros mean, of course, truma and stuff like that. Okay? says Ma'aser B'chisur, he says Kasha, but tiny we learn Ma'aser B'riba Achas B'Aitlu. So Ma'aser, a certain young girl in Aitlu, she seeka la sholosh onas, she for three onas, meaning 3 months, she didn't see any blood. So they showed she was pregnant or something like that. V'chaka chos, and then she saw blood after 3 months elapsed. V'var Ma'aser lifnei chachomim, and chayot the Ma'aser came for chachomim, v'var and they said, Dayashayit, or it's enough. The time she becomes pregnant, we're not going to go 24 hours back. So, because she thought she had been free and clear of blood, and she had a chazaka being free and clear of blood, so therefore, we don't go back 24 hours. So says Mar, I don't say, if you're going to say the whole business of going 24 hours back is only visiting Kachim, the Chiyesh Kachim by Aitalu. In Aitalu is a Kachim, there's no Kachim. In Aitalu, it's only in Yerushalayim, maybe, but not in Aitalu. I don't know where Aitalu is, but Elib Shnasu Taras HaKadosh. Maybe it'll say Tzabachun Shnasu Taras HaKadosh. Aren't they like chulin? Meaning, now, what does it mean like chulin? Of course, all the shasas say chulin shenas, or taras hakodesh are not like chulin, right? They're like taras hakodesh. They're made to be like the yukadayis over there. There's a kodesh. So agil nefrayim means that you wouldn't do meis leis on them, even though you could duck yourself with kedusha vis-a-vis them. But the meis leis you wouldn't do on them. It's no worse than the fake faker we had before. But it's in a fake faker, you're not mach meis leis. So on chulin shenas or taras hakodesh, and you want to be machmir, you're not going to be machmir the retroactively. Okay? So it says, no,
Sal, are you getting bored?
Yeah. Okay, so take a sit and learn. Now, you don't have to come to Shia tomorrow night. I know it's more boring tomorrow than Horios. Oh well, sorry. What?
Sitter?
So go into the base manager and get a sitter. Okay, it says more.
What? I was very impressed with this. Questions.
Oh, the questions he asked on the page?
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. So says the Gemara, Tani, Meis Leis Shomru, that 24 hours which they said, so the answer is, Tipat Shnasu Taras Mechatos. Now, I don't know how we, why in Aitlu they're doing things on Chumras Taras Paraduma, but we know Paraduma were super machmi, irrational Chumras, right? So also, remember, this is irrational Chumra Meis Leis Mafreya. Right, she may chatas chamurim may kodesh, more macher and may chatas with kodesh. Time. We also learned meis leis, shomru, that which he said, time meis leis, 24 hours retroactively, consistently with the sheet of that, it's a chumra misafe, sure, they said, totally navalo sarfe. Truma, which became contact with the needle, with this needle within the past 24 hours, so then, we toilet, meaning we wait till it rots, we don't burn it immediately. Okay? Says, maravava, rabbi zira chadeba. Rabbi Zira was happy about this because Ashkach Tani, because he found an explicit brisa to this effect. The brisa says, "Aroya kesen lamafreya." Somebody, a matame mafreya, a woman who sees a kes, a mistain, is matame retroactively. Okay, umai matame, or she matame oichlin food, by mashkin beverages, and mishkava stuff she lied on, by mishkava stuff she sat on, umukukelseminar, and anytime you have a kes, it ruins your count. Now, nowadays, there's no count to room because it always said Shem Nekim. But in the old days, when you were Nida and you didn't say Shem Nekim, so and you were Zava, you did say Shem Nekim, so then if you saw a Kesem, you don't know which day it came from because it's a stain on your garment. You know when it got there. So therefore, it ruins your count of knowing whether you're a Nida or a Zava. Okay? Because there's 7 days of Nida, 11 days of Zava, you don't know how to deal with it. Okay? Says the Gemara, "Matame spoilam afreyan." It's matame. Anybody who had relations with her within the past 3 hours was retroactively. Meaning, he's telling me like she is for 7 days. You can't find a sitter. Okay, so come sit down next to me. Come on. Haroya dam top of bezem rav. Haroya dam matame lamafreyan. Also, a woman who actually sees blood, not just a stain. Matame retroactively. My matame was she matame eichlin food, mashkin beverages, vamishkava stuff she lies on, vamishkava stuff she sits on, venimukasmina, but doesn't ruin her count because she knows when she sees the blood, when she sees it, right? Venimatame is my bala mafreya. She's not matame, somebody who had relations with her retroactively. Okay? So, otherwise, because of kesem, obviously, we're more mach, even though kesem is less chomer than actual blood, because a stain grows from somewhere else, right? But nevertheless, it's matami, blood is not matami the bowel retroactively, whereas the kesem is. Because the kesem, obviously, we feel she's a little bit poshea. She should have checked her garments before she had relations in the last 24 hours. Okay? So, says the word, Rekiwa matami spoil my freya. Akiva says also Akiva says, I'm sorry, it's Machlokas. Am time is spoiling my freya, Akiva remember time is spoiling my freya. Zev is atoning regardless in both cases, you know, whatever Truma she came into contact with, whether within the 24 hours before a cast or the 24 hours before actual flow, toiling avalosorfe, and we let the Truma rot, but we don't burn it. Tamar Amon, we Amrin over there, we said, Meisle Shomru Mishkova Kamago. The last 24 hours, whatever she lay upon, whatever she touched. And therefore, it obviously becomes tummy. Ma Kiboel Nida says more, what's the status for giving her in the 24 hours prior to having seen the blood? Is she like a Boel Nida? Somebody has a relation with a Nida? It's a fascinating analogy. It's kind of weird, because she's a woman, right? When we're giving an analogy to a man who had relations with a Nida, but obviously means that we're making her during the 24 hours before she saw her period, right? Like somebody who had relations with Anita, right? So therefore, her status is the same status vis-a-vis herself, her schizophrenic self, right? She within the last 24 hours is as if she had relations with Anita. She's like a man who has relations with Anita. Because that's the affinity between the 24 hours before her period and her period itself. So it says, okay, so there's a
creative now. And she's been talking.
Right. So it says, well, if that's the case, Veinu Matame Behese Feinu Matame B'Kicheres Shartis O'Chayes Gersa, to make that one thing. Isn't she Matame if she moves Klicheres? Because a Boel Nida is Matame if he moves the Klicheres. Right? If he moves it, even if he doesn't touch the inside, it's Matame. It says, well, you're right. Ashkech Tani, the Hakafana Brysa. Matame B'Kicheres B'Kicheres. Lo and behold, she's Matame retroactively. They'll join us 24 hours of earthenware jug if she moves it. Meisleh Shomru, that meis that they said, Magoa Birshus Harabim, no, it's that 24 hours, touch on Birshus Harabim out. That was a very interesting concept because normally Birshus Harabim say Sveiko is Tar, right? What kind of a suffix is this? This last 24 hours is a bona fide suffix. So then Birshus Harabim should be Sveiko, right? Or is it it's not a real bona fide suffix, and therefore it's not a fake spake, and therefore Rishus Rabbi may well still be tummy. Okay? That's our question. So says the Gemara, Nishmina Minadat Sana from here. Muberes Umeinekes, a woman who's pregnant, or a woman who's nursing. Here it says Torah Sabalayan, Shratir Sol says Balayan Tor. The men who have relations with them are tahar, meaning within the 24 hours of when they saw blood, because we say the blood was not there within the past 24 hours because the assumption was that they have a chazaka, that there was no blood inside of them because they were either pregnant or nursing. So to a woman who has a regular cycle, and all other women, it should be tori mishumbia. Anybody's relation to them, but then within the 24 hours before they see their period, is considered to be still tar, right? However, umetamos, they are sharkol nashim. Sorry, sharkol nashim. I read it right, but let me read it again because I got mixed up. Sharkol nashim tahorim mishum bi umetamos mishum maga. This is in the Bible as well. Was that which umetam in the 24 hours back from the time she received blood is only vis-a-vis to umetar, not vis-a-vis her husband. Okay, it's not vis-a-vis her husband. Okay, but in a woman who has a vessus. All the other women are not matami b'mago even mafreya, but a woman who doesn't have a veses, she's matami within the past 24 hours, but she's not matami her husband. Okay?
Yes.
Woman who's not have a veses is matami mago the past 24 hours, not her husband. A woman who does have a veses, she's not even matami mago during the past 24 hours. Because she has a vessel, she has a regular cycle. We don't assume she missed it. We assume it's now. Okay.
Said a pregnant woman or someone that's nursing. Is she
metamic
maga?
No, it's kind of inaccurate. But she's also not metamic maga, right? But she's a mesulekas dummy, right? Okay. Says Mara Hadar Mara. Now this teaches us that it's an irony here as well, which is if she has relations with her husband, she's not matami him. But if she touches her husband, she's matami him. because, you know, in relation to having, the tumah having relations with him makes him like a nidah himself. He's talking the next 7 days. The tumah having common contact with the nidah just makes him rishon l'tumah. So rishon l'tumah becomes, he doesn't become the ava tumah like she is. Okay, that's the irony about it. Yes, go ahead. It might have to do it the other way, but it might be counterintuitive. Says Hadamra is teaching us Vaday Magoa Bishus Rami Tomei. I'm not sure exactly the derivation. I don't fully grasp this. But Lamaisa, if she's Matami retroactively Mago, despite the fact she's not Matami the Boil, so it means that we gave her a status retroactively that she's Tomei. Which the antecedent might have been a suffix, but once we gave her the status to Xerid Rabbon of being Matami Mago within the past 24 hours, that's enough that even if she finds a Shusa Rabim, right, we assume that she's definitely Tomei. It's a fascinating thing. In other words, it's not if she has a suffix if she touched on the Shusa Rabim. The question, this is a Vada aspect. That's going to come up again a couple of times. But I didn't make myself clear, and probably because I didn't really clarify for myself. But what it means, like this, the Amid Gemara was that if this woman touches Sosayim Rishusa Rabim during the past 24 hours, let's say it's Tor, because Meitz Leis is based on the Suffolk. The Kamash one is not that way. That the Meitz Leis, even though it's based on the Suffolk, they gave it the status of Vadai. So when she walks through Rishusa Rabim touching things, she makes that stuff definitely Tomei, even though the whole premise is based on the Suffolk, but now it became a Takana of the Rabbana, even as well as Rishusa Rabim. You know, it's a mind-boggling idea, the truth is, because that means any woman who's in need of walks through Rishusa Rabim, is Manchu based on Mikdashaya Kaim, that whole Rishusa Rabim, but that you have to assume is basically Tomei, right? Because women are walking through touching stuff, right? So, you know, couldn't even buy a vegetable in the market because maybe the woman would touch it and she may become Tomei. It's a mind-boggling thing. Okay, says Mar, that's probably why we sell fruit unwashed. Says Mar further, Rabbi Damra Vare Magobish is Rabin Tome, whenever she touches on Shus Rabin, it's definitely Tome, no matter what. Okay, Rabbi has a final question. Botka Chaluka B'Shachris. She checked her garment in the morning. With Tosa Torah, there were no stains there. Mincha Motzes Lov Kes in the afternoon, she found a stain there. So Pshita Chaluka Eina Tomei El Achaz Bdiko. It's obvious that her garment is only Tomei from the last time she checked. Gufa Maushetei Tomei Meis Leis. What about her body? She didn't check herself within the past 24 hours. She only checked her garment, right? So what about herself, right? So says the Gemara. I understand. There's a paradox here. Right? Why are you going to be tamei for her body? Is it not only because of her chaluka? Chaluka ain't a tamei ala chaz bdika. Her garment's only tamei until the time she last checked. But gufa tamei says you want her body to be tamei retroactively? How can you possibly do this? Right? So therefore, we don't say it. Now, Lamaisa, the Ursamech has a whole discussion of this about Kesem because he says, is a very long discussion about the Yerushalmi Mishita, because he says Kesem itself is only a suffix, and you say it's a suffix. Why is Kesem made different than Tutum and Adrenus? Right? Because all stains could have come from, you know, somewhere else. She was walking through a butcher store or something like that, yeah? And nevertheless, from a Tami Kesem, but it's a suffix. So any Kesem should be a suffix like a Tumtum and Adrenus, and it should be a Sveik by definition. So obviously the Ushami was a Kesem, even though it's based on the suffix, they gave it the status of being a Vadai. Okay? Says the more further. Hamashamesh is, and he's Marich on it very, a great deal, not for us. Hamashamesh is paid. A woman who has, we said it's our mission, a woman who has relations based on Bdiko clause. Okay? Harez Bdiko, that's like the last check, even though it's not a thorough check, it's a real check. Hechavida, what's the case? But got some Bashakra, she checked herself in the morning. Bashim Shabbat, and then she had relations with checking at midday, the Ross Mincha, and she saw blood in the afternoon. Ain't Tomei Chatzim Dad, she only Tomei retroactively until the time she had relations. Levi Omar Beit Shalachai Tashmish Matznisa. Levi said it only works if she checked herself after relations. At that, the Brisa says it cuts off the extension back. However, Beit Shalivin the Tashmish, but when she checked herself before Tashmish, it's pro forma. Hamumi Lebesa, she's passionate about getting home. You know, she's therefore she's confused, and therefore she's not going to do it properly. Vayna Badekas Yof, she doesn't check properly. Says Mar Punk Faker. Rabbi Amishim Rabbi Zira said, Be'eit Shalifne Tashmish Masito. It only works if it's the eight before Tashmish, because then that's more reliable. Ava Be'eit Shalachat Tashmish, but the way eight uses, the B'diklot she uses after Tashmish, D-I-E, it's already dark or discolored. Machma Shich Vazera. What I should have said is that it weakens the redness. Because the whiteness of red dilutes it. That's what it means. So Lamaisa, both of them cast aspersions on either part of the B'dika before and after Tashmish. So obviously that's why they're qualitatively not as good as any other B'dika. But Lamaisa, we say they work in order to diminish the meis leis.
One is psychological and the other is physiological.
Right, that's true. Okay? Ketzat ayashaita. What about the time when we say she doesn't exert, go back? What's the case? How does that work? She was sitting in bed. She involved in taros. Pirsha, she got out of bed. She saw blood. He tameo, she's tameo, v'kula taros, everything else which was in bed with her is tor. In the cases where dayashaita. Okay, where according to Meisham in all cases, and where in the according to Rabbana in the following cases. Says the Gemara, Avo Bichon, Medan retracted 24 hours. Ain't a money on the shahs for sure, shahs, the mice for counting, for neither purpose, she counts the time she saw. Blazamar Abinushim dying shy, the only one says, four women, it's efficient for them, the time they become Tomei. And this is the case I said was following, right? In other words, there's no maize lace. Bisula, a woman who's a virgin, now here virgin doesn't mean a real virgin. Because obviously you know, a woman who's a Bisula can be seeing blood for many years, right? It means a woman who never saw blood before. She's a Bisula's domin. They're not a Bisula's bia, right? Umu Baris, a woman who's pregnant, a Manika, a woman who's nurses, Kena, and a woman who's underwent menopause. So ever since there's no blood there, so there's no maize lace retroactively. Rabbi Shoshua said, Lo Shamati El Bisula, I only heard about the Bisula case, not about the three other cases. Avo, but nevertheless, Aloha Krabi Lezer, I concede him the point. Rabbi Shoshua said, Lo Shamati El Bisula, Aloha Krabi Lezer, that's the header. The last line of the Mishnah we just learned. Ainur means, this is why we possibly bless her. Ainur means, because they don't say, Mishaloro Selevana Yobov Yoi. They don't say somebody who didn't see the moon should come and testify about the new moon. Rather, Elohim, we say, Mishaloro Selevana Yobov Yoi. He who saw the moon should come and testify, right? Atalo Shamato, so Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, you didn't hear, Ani Shamati. I heard, so you have to accept what I have to say. Kayam Mishar Rabbi Lezer Kayam, nevertheless, a fascinating thing, as long as Rabbi Lezer was alive, I guess Rabbi Yeshua doesn't say this here, actually. And I looked today in the Shaddai David was quoting. He doesn't make this point either, but I think the point is because since Rabbi Yeshua put Rabbi Lezer in Chayrem, so as long as Rabbi Lezer was alive, he didn't want to pass him like him. Yeah. That's the famous case on Rosh Hashanah. But it's him. In any event, so in any event, so if that's the case, while Rabbi Koliyom Mishir, let's come by Aloha Rabbi Yeshua. Mishimais Rabbi Lezer, once Rabbi Lezer was died, then Hini Rabbi Yeshua, Aloha Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yeshua brought back the Aloha to go to Rabbi Lezer. Marakim says, what are we talking about? Im Shishama Rabbi Lezer, Mipiachot, if Rabbi Lezer holds the Aloha from one Rabbi, there should be time Rabbi Yeshua heard his Aloha from two Rabbi. Like Rabbi Yeshua, because he heard from more sources. If Rabbi Yeshua heard from one source, Rabbi Lezer from two sources, both during his lifetime and after that, they also Rabbi Lezer, also follow Rabbi Lezer. Says the time, it was like this that we learned. One says I heard from two people. Ushnaim Rishani Piyachot, two people said I heard from one people, from one person, right? So it's interesting, this halach, it's not, this I don't remember the Bavli either, I don't think it's in the Bavli. So fascinating thing. Yofe Kocha Echot Shoshama mipishnayim. If you listen to the one guy heard from two, mikoach hashnayim shom mipiachor. Over the two guys heard from one. It's logical, but I just never saw this principle before. Achay rabim lahatos goes on the original generation, not on today's generation, right? So 50 people heard the chaznish said also, right? And one person heard that Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman said mutter. So then, who actually is the rabim? That one person over the other 15. Isn't that an interesting thing? That's what it says here, okay? So it says, so Lamaisa, this is all a digression because we have no clue how it worked in the times of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua. There's no idea here. So, El Kenu Kayomin. So what are we talking about? Bishovin. Must be talking about where they heard equally. In other words, each guy heard from one person, right? Rabbi Elazar from one and Rabbi Shua from one. It was all even Stephen. However, Pshat is true. While he was alive, Rabbi Lezer did not listen. Rabbi Shua did not concede to Rabbi Lezer's opinion because he didn't accept his logic. After his death, he accepted his logic. Again, I think it has something to do with the Chayrim, but I don't know. What logic did he see to agree after his death to Rabbi Lezer? Those four women of Chachamim said it suffices to them their time. Nevertheless, if they see a kesem, they see a stain, it's tummy retroactively. Except for a girl who's not yet old enough to see blood, they shouldn't look on me because she has no kesem until she establishes a pattern of seeing blood. The four women say that time suffice. Keep on, right, they argue, they say in here, the Gilead Ephraim changed gears, the Gilead Ephraim changes one way in the body, Shai, the soul changes another, should say, instead of the next word, Tamil Mafrey Avol, it should say, Kiriyo Son. Their kesem is like their sighting. Marios and Dayan Shai, just like when they sight, it's sufficient to start from then, no 24 hours retroactive. Av Kisman, so to their kesem, Dayan Shai Son. So too their kesem is sufficient to the evil thereof. V'chein, and instead of avol, should be v'chein, and so too tinoikas she gives miley rose. A tinoikas whose time has come to see, she's old enough, she's over at what age? Remember what age Nida starts? Three. Okay, l'chumra. Three. Okay? So, Mariasa daya shaita, just like Riyasa daya, Marius and Dayashaita, just like we also to sufficient the time, the day the evil thereof, Av Kisma Dayashaita. So to her kesem is Dayashaita. Now, says the Gemara, why is her Tome, why is she Tome at least from here on in? Obviously because, Amar Rabbiani, Nature's here for Motsui, because her sap is already present. Right? Once her sap is present, she's Matame, but only for a Miran and not retroactively. Elush ain't Sirfa Motsi, Lokoshkin. But those, and certainly if this, you know, it should be Mimes, I skipped the line. That's what my problem was. Sorry. Mimes Eshir Sirfa Motsi. Well, this girl who can already see because she's over three, nevertheless, not Matame retroactively. Atermedai Shai to say it's sufficient for the time when she sees, not retroactively. And the Shaitsi for Motsiyam, Uberis and Minekas and Skena, they don't got blood. They're not in that stage. So Lokoshkein is not a Kavachomer that it doesn't work retroactively. And Mikan, from this Kavachomer, Shura Daito, Rabbi Yeshua acceded to Rabbi Lezer. Okay? Eiz Absula, what's Absula vis a vis our Sugya? Any woman who never saw blood in her entire life, even though she's married now, as long as she hasn't seen blood, we don't go retroactively. Muberes, who's considered to be pregnant, once it's known she's pregnant. Minekes, who's a woman who's nursing, well, until what age? Until such time as she weans her child. What if she gave a child already to a nursemaid, or weaned it, or it died? The child died. Mary says, she's matam retroactively at that point. Until the first time she sees, even after the antecedents have gone away, she's only matam at that time and not retroactively. Says Imore, what's a psula? This is our issue. Kenny Mazi says, way to learn our price. Mishnah, Koshala, Ross, Damnita, Miyamea. Even a woman who never saw Damnita her entire life, Baba Pinasu, even though she's married. Psula, Domi, Mom, because I'm talking about a psula vis a vis. Seeing blood. Avalo psula, psula, we're not talking about a psula vis a vis or actual psula. That's not the issue of our Mesechter, or, I mean, at least not of our psula, right? Sometimes a woman is b'sula vis-a-vis blood, she's not b'sula vis-a-vis virginity. What's the case where she's b'sula vis-a-vis blood? Now the lines here are transposed. It should be b'shini seis v'chachachos. She's got married already, had relations already, but she hasn't seen blood neither yet. What's a psula psula? What's a psula vis a vis virginity? Bisha Ross. She already saw the chagrin says, and then she got married. She's a psula vis a vis virginity, but she's not a psula vis a vis blood. Okay? Says the Malet and Tani, we learned. Shosh psula is saying there are three things that are called psula. Psula Sotam, psula of a human being, psula shikma, the psula of a sycamore tree, and psula saaretz, and psula of land. Virgin land, I think we talk the same English too. B'sula sa'adam is koshal even of yamea, woman never had relations. B'sula shikma, b'sula of sycamore, koshal even of yamea, never the sycamore has ever been cut down yet. B'sula sa'adam, b'sula of land, koshal or nechrats. The society and shinner interchangeable anything which has not yet been plowed. That's virgin land. Shalor nechrats by yamea. Rashi gom yamea, koshal ein b'cheretz, anything which has no furrow in it whatsoever. Now, Bashbiach looks as seems to hold that that's redundant. So he learns the second time it says cheret is kosher ein ba cheres, and it means that it doesn't have any shortcoming, any patch of land which is not arable or not fertile, because if it hasn't yet ever been planted, cultivated, so then the land is more blessed than if it's already been planted. So it's kosher ein ba cheres. There's no dry spots yet. I don't know. That's what he says. He's reporting what he says. Says my Afil Nisays, getting back to our issue. Afil Nisays, even if she got married, Afil Ibra, even if she's pregnant, Afil Meniko, even if she's nursing, Afil Shofas Kol Shiva Lazarago, Arbana Keva, Basan Keva, even if she's gushing blood for 7 days for a male, 14 days for a female, nevertheless, subsequently, Dayashaita. When we look back to get the Nida blood, since she never saw it, she was a psula's dami beforehand, so we don't say her nida blood is mitami retroactively. The first time around, even after she gives birth. Now, the next Gemara, I was not satisfied with anybody's pshat, so therefore I'm making it on my own. I didn't like the Bnei Moshe, the Gilin Ephraim, and the Ribaz, and that's all I could see on it. So I'm making up my own pshat. Says Gemara, v'kisma biyodo. I don't understand. Says Gemara, he said, does she have magic in her hands? But she was Zohar Shiva, that when she's going to see Dom after she gives birth, the blood she sees first. The blood she sees for the first 7 days for a boy and the first 14 days for a girl is Dom Tomei, right? So how can you say Daya Shaita after that? Right? She loses her chazaka not to see blood of tuma after birth, because after birth she sees blood of tuma. Right? So how do we say daya shaita afterwards? She just became tummy again. How do you say daya shaita? So says more especially to say because she's still psula's tummy. How can you possibly say that? Says more kiss me. Does she have magic in her hands? So she turns it off. Was that after 7 days, after 4 days, she no longer has dam tamei? She reverts to psula as damim, or reverts to a meinekes? How does that work? So says Mar, you know what? Interesting thing. He b'shiv siko dam tor. She has the takasi blood of tahara. How long does she have blood of tahara by male after the blood of tumah? 33, right. And for a female, it's 66. So she has to stop seeing that blood. If she saw Daptar and then stopped, so I mean, that's when Daya Shaita. In other words, if she continuously saw blood from Daptar into Daptar and then Dam afterwards, then you're right, you don't say Daya Shaita. It's only if she saw blood, Tomei, saw blood, Tar afterwards, and then stopped, then we say Daya Shaita from here on in. Okay? So says Mara, it's like that which we learned. You seek a dam tar veloros. You stop seeing the blood of Taro of the 33 of the 66 and didn't see it. Chachachos uchos, and then she began saw blood sun thereafter. But ma'isid nechachomim. That case came rechomim almost dayashaita. They said about that case dayashaita. Says the Gemara. I'll die to the Rav. Now says mechoyt Rav duah. Amar was said mayan echadu. It's one flow. The dam tami and dam tar comes in the same flow. So elishatere tiagoso. It's just that the Torah said that it is tar for 33 or 66 days, nicha. I understand. Her flow from that source stopped. Right? She must stop it. I shouldn't say it stopped. She must stop it in order to then say dayashaita afterwards. It's got to stop. And they say dayashaita afterwards at some point. Okay? And that Adaita, and also, Adaita Rabbi Yankar and Mayanachar also said it's one source. Elishu Mishtane, but the blood changes. But it's still got the same source. You also understand why it's got to stop. And only afterwards we say Dayashaita. But Adaita the Levi, according to Levi, to Omer Shtem Ayonasein, says there are two springs within a woman. One of them is the Dam Tomi, the other is the Dam Tor. So he says, I'm sorry, one is Dam Leda, and one is Dam Nida. Sorry, switch that. One is Dam Leda, one is Dam Nida, right? Says the two separate ones for Dam Leda, Dam Nida. So according to him, Adad Levi Dom Meshtema Yonah said, I feel if Siko Dam Toar Tei Daya Shaita. Even if she didn't stop seeing the blood of Tara, later on, we should say Daya Shaita. Why? Because the faucet of Nida never got turned on again. In other words, it's not the same faucet, and therefore you'd have to stop it in order to break the pattern of seeing and say Dayashaita. It's a different faucet which was running the whole time, right? So why do you have to say, why should you have to stop seeing blood before we say Dayashaita later when she starts up again? Says Maramari Marama said, time of Levi, the legislates of what we said before. Shimtoshim Isargelis Bidomi, Torim Isargelis Bidomi Tmeim. So we're afraid of the prelude problem. It sounds against the Rabbanan, not the right side. But, you know, we don't want her to be so free with assuming that blood is tar, so therefore we say that if she never stops seeing blood, we don't say Daya Shaita, because of the possibility of going from one blood to the other, etc., etc. Okay? Says Rabbi Yosef ben Arizim, it said, Yochil Levi Batla Min Adon. Levi could have explained based on the following brayso. It says, it's even Rabbi Yosef ben says, Mu'beresim Menika, Shavalan Sholosh Oinas Dayan Shaitan. Mu'beresim Menika, three periods have passed over them without seeing blood, meaning 3 months of blood free, right? Dayan Shaitan, then we say Dayan Shaitan. The time law, we learned concerning this, he may yiburav yimei minikusa mitzarev and shol shonos. The days of her pregnancy and the days of her nursing, they joined together to make up these three periods. So it could be that Levi could have answered, you know why I need her to stop from seeing Dam Tor? Because it's talking about a case where she only established, say, 2 months while she was pregnant, and now she wants to establish another month while she's nursing. So therefore, she has to establish a pattern of 3 months of not seeing blood before we say that we don't say mace lace retroactively. So the reason why he has her stop is in order to get that third month. It's because she only had 2 months before, now she's got to get a third month now to establish that chazoka.
But it's two different conditions.
It doesn't matter. It's more than it understands two different conditions. I mean, this price doesn't. Because I'm sorry. So but the thing is, that would be a nice interpretation. So the... Well, we're going to leave some. But the Usara mind.
Because she's not ovulating, so that's why it's
not. Oh, so it would be the same. Oh, very good. Okay. So do. It's just that the problem is that Levi holds it 2 mayonos, and this Rabbi Yossi holds it 1 mayon. So whatever he says doesn't necessarily follow vis-a-vis Levi Shita, right? Because it could be that the whole reason he requires 3 months to establish is because it's one Mayan, and you have to establish that that one is dry. But according to Levi, it's different ones going on and off, so it doesn't necessarily follow. Anyway, be that made a new issue. We'll just go a couple more minutes. Akami Akrasuber, when do you recognize, when is it known that a woman is pregnant? So Muzar Hashem marriage Shlosh in 3 months. By that time, it's recognizable. Avu Bishem Rav Dovin, there's no clear-cut evidence for this. Zechad Dovin is allusion to this. As says, Vayikim Shlosh Chodashim, and when about 3 months passed, that's when Yocheven no longer could... What? Not Yocheven, sorry, wrong one.
This is what's your Tamar?
Oh, Tamar, right, very good. Because Tamar, when they knew she was pregnant. Okay. Amrabi then says, I feel Mubar's Ruach. It's even true if she's Mubar, Mubaros with some sort of Ruach, some sort of spirit, meaning it's not a viable child. Arenu Cholenu, because as we were pregnant, we were sick. Kamoy Elanu Ruach, even though we gave birth to a spirit. I'm not sure what the Tar, the Chashash, Teldu Kash. So I don't know exactly what Paul says, but somehow, in other words, even if it's you give birth to straw, it's still considered to be a pregnancy. Rabbi Zera Bar Zucha, Rabbi Chanina, Rishem, Rabbi Chia Ruba said, they said, I feel Ruba Shal Rishon, you know, only 3 full months. Even the majority of the first month, Ruba Shal majority of the last month, and Tzoy Shal in a complete month in the middle, that's enough to be considered to be pregnant and to have lost your crown of maid slaves. Shub Rabbi Asim Rabbi Tishim Shlemin. As he said, no, it's got to be 90 full days. Not just 90 days, but rather 3 months based on the 29-30 cycle, whatever that comes out to be. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. And we'll have to pick up it from here tomorrow night.